We have Sunday and Monday, that's why Yom Kippur service, if you want to wait, but if you want to answer now, I have to answer. Yes?
You're sitting about the Rambam and being saying that you're not going to do a sitting yet.
Yes.
Usually we try not to make like...
You're saying it's a psigration.
No, I'm saying...
It's a psigration lo nichle, he's going to sin again. Now it's a psigration lo nichle is mutter.
No, I'm joking. Usually we try not to, like, you know, we try not to make a neder.
It's not a neder. The yoed, all of your dead talumas means that in my heart, I don't want to sin again. That's all it means. Hashem knows what you were really thinking. You can't fool the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're thinking then, I don't want to sin again, even though I'll give a lahavdil, like someone wants to quit smoking or on a diet. He does it, you know, does it once, does it twice, does it 10 times, each time he really means it, then he gives it to the answer at the end. Same thing. He's never going to say Lashon Hara again. He's never going to be a bittul Torah. He's never going to daven with too fast again. He really means it until he doesn't mean it. But he really meant it at the time. No, I think so. I think the psychologists say the guy who's quit smoking 15 times, each time he really means it. He's overpowered by the Yetzirah. And send him to a diet. People, they know they have to, doctors, you have to lose weight. It's dangerous. Yeah, okay. New Year's resolution, lasts a week, a month, sometimes even a year, and then two of them is a relapse. Hashem Yirach. He really meant it. Okay. I want to discuss an interesting concept we're both saying. Parsha Vayel, a very short parsha. Any other questions before I start the parsha? Okay, you still have Sunday and Monday. Ask those all the questions you want. We read this morning for the third time. We read our Shabbos for the fourth time. And the Pasuk Zion. For this morning was the first, and Monday. Oh no, take it back. Monday was Rosh Hashanah. The second time. Shabbos be the third time. We read the last Shabbos also. The first Pasuk of Shlishi. Yikra Moshe Yoshua. What do you mean? For you shall come with this people to the land. We know the word S often means im. Very often, right? S often means im. We know that. You will come with them. Tovo, S, you'll come with them. Rashi. Okay. Im Moshe Amal Yeshua Skeinen Shebedor Yiyu Imcha. Moshe said to Yeshua, you're going to go with the people. With the people means the people will be with you, and the elders will be with you in leading the people. Hakol Efidatan Vatzasan. You will be the first among equals. First of all, Yeshua will be number one, right? But among equals, Hakol Efidat and Vatzosan, the Zekanim will be. You have to follow them. Abba Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Yeshua, Kiyata, and we read this a little bit later on. Tavi Es Bnei Yisrael. Guess what? Yerach has only 30 psukim, but this is one of them. This is Pasuk Zion, and now Pasuk Chav Gimel by Sav Yeshua Ben Nun Vayomer. Right? Chazak ve'amatz, ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael al arosu nishbat lehem. It's not Hashem speaking, nishbati. Right? Hashem speaking. Moshe is calling the Ribbono Shel Olam, nishbati. Okay? Says Rashi, tovi al korchom, hakol toli b'cha. All depends upon you. Tul makel v'hachal kodkodon. Take a stick of him on the head. Dabor echad l'dor lo shnei daborim l'dor. More said, Edwin Avches. And with me so far? So I have a kasha. What? There's a change over here. Moshe says tovo, and he says tovi. Hashem says tovi. So how can Moshe say tovo? What's going on over here? It's a contradiction within this small parsha of Vayelech. Here says tovo es. And here it says, Tovias. Which one is it? That's my question. So, they quote from Brisker Rav, something along these lines, that Yoshua Ben Nun had two positions. Same as Moshe Rabbeinu had two positions. Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. As a matter of fact, there's one interpretation, possibly we're going to read soon. Vahi bishu in melech. So we assume it means the Kodesh Baruch. Right? So Rashi says. But the other Pshat Chazal means Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was a melech. No question, Moshe had a dinner of a melech. Moshe, of course, was also what? The head of the Sanhedrin. Moshe had two appointments. Right? Two appointments. He was a melech, Rosh and Sanhedrin. So did Yoshua. And these two appointments, the different approaches. When Moshe said, Atot Tovo Es, Rashi is correct, Skeine Shibadar Yivcha, there'll be another 70 people on the Sanhedrin, Hakolif Yidatan Vatos, and they can outvote you. But later on in the Parsha, Ki Atot Tovi Es, that was Yoshua as the Melech. A melech, only one melech. Can't have two melech. As the moon said. Ein shnei melechim v'shtamishim v'keser echad. So the melech is davar echadom. It's only one melech. Bang him on the head. What you say work if you can. If the state is run by a committee, it's toast. You have to have one. One. So far, so good. The answer is to Sira Rashi. With this, I want to introduce a mahalach that I have in a number of Mamorim, and we'll even tie a little bit into Yonah Dioma as well. I want to say pshat with this in the Psukim and the Rashi back in Parshas Pinchas. That's where Yeshua is appointed. A very pelotic or a series of Rashis. Yifkod Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar. What's this all about? What's all about? It says Rashi, this is Perek, Chav Zayin, Pasuk, Tetzvav. V'odiyah shvachan shel tzadikin, kishen eftorim en olam, v'nichin tzorchon, v'olachin v'tzorchei tzibur. Moshe is about to die, right? Hashem tells him, go to Har Avar, you're going to die like Aaron died. First thing out of his mouth, take care of what's the community. V'lo tia ades Hashem katzon Hashem le roa. One of my balabatim always quips with me. I go away for a while. Oh, he would like sign Hashem le roa. Good sense of humor. But anyway, so that's his first thought. What to be the community? Okay. There's another funny Rashi. Look at this. Watch. Yivkod Hashem, the very next pasuk. Kevah Sheshema Moshe, Omla Amokam, Tei Nachlas Tzlofa, the Nosov, came just before. Omar, Higia Shoah She'et Batzarachai. My time has come to answer myself. She'yushu Bonai Eskidu Lasi. Rebbein Nishalaylam. In the previous pasuk, Rashi says, "Menichem tzorchan ve'oskim b'tzorchei tzibur," and the very next pasuk, "She'et b'tzorachai," a steer between one Rashi and the next. Pilei ploya mamish. What does Hashem respond? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Lo kach also b'machshava lefonai, kedai Yoshua litol schar shimusho shemash b'tocha ol." No tzertena neocha piriya. What's going on over here? Another kasha. Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know that his sons were not up to the task? Yeshua ben Nun, Yomish B'tochol, he was his main Talmud. What are you going to make your sons? Because this, because you're your biological offspring, they can just take over for you just like this? Every Godel Ador is son of the mind of the Godel Ador? Here's my answer in Mosai. We learn a third Rashi. A Rashi, not a Parshas. Those two Rashi are Parshas Pinchas. We had a Rashi in Parshas Vayelech. Now Rashi in Parshas Shoftim. In the Parsha of the Melech. Parsha of the Melech ends the following words. Hu ubana bekarav Yisrael. Rashi. Ma'ir shem b'no hagun l'malchus, hu kodem l'chol adam. Is he the most hagun? Absolutely not. He's hagun. It's passable. Passable. Now why is it that he should have first crack? It's because his father's the king, he should be the king. Someone is much more qualified. Answer. To avoid machlokes. The simplest way for transitioning is to go to the son. The simplest way, there's only one son. The two sons, I mean, there are a couple of very chashev and chassidish empires. Very chashev, very, very, the main ones that split that ability, because there were two sons. But the biggest one, that's, you know what I'm talking about. The biggest of all the big, the two sons. Williamsburg wasn't Kiryas Yoyal, whatever, but not exactly on the best terms. There's an expression today, it's going to be at peace, it's going to be good. Biz the bells are machlokes. You don't know anything about bells? The bells of Rebbe ran away, Sat Rebbe ran away, he passed away without any children. He lost a child, no children. The Belzer Rebbe ran away, also passed away, don't you? Everyone lost in the Holocaust. His brother had one son. They were all the older people. They both remarried. The brother, his wife still was old, and was still young enough to have a child. One son. That's the present Belzer Rebbe, Marach Yomim Zayn. He got married, had no children for years and years and years and years, no children. So. He's married to the Vishnus, the Rebbe's daughter. One son. This one son, who's a young man, has many sons. So there's an expression, biz the bells of machlekes. Because this rabbi should live a long, long life, and his son should live a long, long life. After that, there'll be more than one son. Then we'll see what the machlekes. Okay, so who bought him? B'no Hagen, I guess it's probably the oldest son normally, unless it's another one, whatever it may be. The less candidates. I mean, how many sons do you have already? Whatever. But otherwise, it could be the whole world as a candidate. That's why with Etva Tzaracha, he wanted his son, one of them, to be the Melech. He knew full well his sons weren't qualified to be the Rosh Sanhedrin. He knew that. He only wanted about the Melech to avoid Machlekes. He knew from the beginning it shouldn't be Rosh Sanhedrin. Oh, so what does Hashem respond to? Lo kach also the Machshava Lefanai, which means Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw Atzov Kol HaDoros, knew that in almost every single door there will be what we'll call in our language, in American term, separation of church and state. The Rambam has 40 leaders from Rosh Rabbeinu to Ravashi. In the beginning of the Sakhtaman, he writes of 40 of them. 40 of them. Of the 40, I'll share the Rambam. Of the 40, where's Rambam? Haktam of the Rambam. Haktam of the Arach Hazak. He rattles them off. Alright, gives the whole thing. What does he say? Where is it? Are we at the end yet? Still not.
No.
Nimsa Rav Ashi and Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 doros. It gives you the Mesorah straight through. Okay. Many of them were after the Malchus ended. When did Malchus end, really? When did Malchus end? Chuban Bayis Rishon, no? There's no real Melech. Bakoch was some Melech. But Malchus officially, right? Correct? Is my history right? I mean, there was some malachim by Hashani, but whatever. So, how many of the 40 people who got the Masorah also malachim? Going backwards. David. Yeshua, Moshe. So Moshe knew it's all going to be separate. Let's separate it right now. You know what Hashem answers in? Lo kach olsa machshava lefonai. It's true. It's true that they're usually separate. That's only plan B. My chiddush for today is, I'm not going to have time to finish it. You remind me, we'll continue it on Sunday. I want to finish this mahalach. So I'll just tell you for now. No get to Yom Kippur as well. So it's no get to very much to Yom Kippur. The words lo kach olsa machshava lefonai, those words mean it's plan B. What was all of a machshava is plan A. And I'm going to quote you. You have four Rashi so far today in Chumash? Now go back to the very first pasuk in the Torah. The first pasuk in the Torah. What's the first pasuk in the Torah? Bereish, everyone knows better. Bereish is bar Elokim. What does Rashi say on those words? What does Rashi say on those words? Zok Rashi like this. Listen carefully. Bar Elokim. V'lo nema bar Hashem. She'betchila olam ha'machshava lebros ha'midas ha'din. Rosh in Olam Miskayim, Hiktim, Midas Rachamim, Vishitvel, and Midas Adin. B'yom HaSos HaShem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. What does it mean? Hashem changed his mind? You know what B'tchila means? B'tchila means L'chatchila. L'chatchila, the first plan is, you should have no separation of church and state. It should be a Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Yoshua and a David, that they are both. We're going to find something like that. We're going to find a person like that with conditions like that. It almost doesn't exist. So plan B, as we saw, all these people were Russian Sanhedrin. They weren't Melech. The Melech was not Russian Sanhedrin. So Moshe maybe thought, oh, we'll start right now. My son will be the king. And Yeshua will be Russian Sanhedrin. No, Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kach also the Machshavah lefon. That's not plan A. That's not plan A. It's plan B. Plan B. So now, everyone wants to remind me on Sunday to start with this same Nakuda, with a Gemara. You'll remind me? A Gemara Menachos. That's what you have to remind me, a Gemara Menachos. But before we get to that, let me show you a Tosis in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. I didn't show the Rashi's Chumash. I assume you're supposed to know Rashi's Chumash well. But I gave you the Ma'am Chumash, so you can look them all up. This Tosis I have to show you. Was relevant to the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Very much so. K'mar matzinan zeh yom t'chilas ma'asecha. Did we say that? Zeh Yom Chilas Masecha. We said it in Zichronos. Temo, Hakalik Rav Yeshua, who says what? Benisan Diver Olam. Berdish Elolam. What's going on? Eilu Adivu Kam Chayim. Igle Mema, the Betishri Olam Amach Shava Libaros, Velo Nivra Ad Nisan. Psh. What does that mean? What does that mean? Here's my answer. The same thing, plan A and plan B. Tishrei is Midas Hadin. Most nine, right? Scale. Nisan, Midas Arachman. Pasuk Hashem, says Rashi V'choma. So originally when Hashem was going to make the world with Midas Hadin, it was going to be Aleph Tishrei. At the end of the day, plan B, Chodesh, which was Hashem Elokim, it was a Nisan. Goes together. Amazing. So too, Adam, Adam Machshava Liboros Shnayim, will live a soul for Nivra Lech. What's Pshat over here? A similar Pshat, on both sides. Who likes surgery? No one likes surgery. Who likes anesthesia? No one likes anesthesia. So therefore, it would have been a great idea for Hashem to create Adam and Chava separately, as he created the lions and the tigers and separately. No need for any surgery. All of a machshava. Hashem realized that's not going to work. So he had to make them as one. Why not make them as one? So the best track I can show you, I might have to find it quickly on the screen, after you about Peh. Looking for the Bali HaNefesh L'Arayvet. Is it here? Bali HaNefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived. Oh. Look at this. What happened? We were made as one. Why were we made as one? Look at this. Ilu nivu zocha nekeim en adam akashe nivu shakal en ebroim hoi so ishe etza la'odam ki behema nekeim etza la'zocha. Ishe daka yitz, like the animals, they mate and they separate. Total absentee fatherhood. Ein ebi yuchadam zel azeh. Nothing. L'chein ro ha'bore tzorech odam anosov ubaro so yechidi. Look at Achas Mitzalosu Borimena Esa Isha. Not just for that generation. For all generations to come. For all generations to come. That's what it means. That's why it's not like Sharon Ibrahim. So again, to avoid surgery, Sharon Ibrahim, Avada, very nice. For surgery. But Hashem saw that that's not going to work. Khalil Vachas would be like the... I want to say, absentee fatherhood in certain circles. Hashem made Adam as one, and Chava out of Adam, so they should be together all the time, they should be married, and have children, and raise the children, a whole new world, not the animals. Okay? The same idea. Same idea. Same idea. So, this is the Rosh Hashanah theme. Zayam Tchilas Masecha, Hayom Haras Olam, etc., etc. I want to say Pshat, Hayom Haras Olam, Tchilas Masecha. Didn't really happen, according to this. Tchilas Masecha, it was a Machshava. Haras Olam, what's Haras mean? What does the word Hara mean? Pregnancy, conception. The conception was that day, but it really didn't, the Messias was 6 months later. That's why I'm adding a little word to what Tosis said. I have to stop because we're out of time. Mitzvah Hashem, remind me, on Sunday, they're starting more Menachos. We'll just cover that, then we'll go back to the issues of segregation of Israel. Sunday, 11:30. Monday is a different schedule completely. We'll figure it out on Sunday.